I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Sadly, some people endure unspeakable trauma during their childhoods. Physical abuse, emotional torture, sexual assault. No child should ever know such horrors, but alas, some do, and bear the emotional and physical scars for a lifetime. Fortunately, some traumatized children have remarkable grit and somehow get the help they need to cope as best they can. Some even manage to thrive beyond anyone's wildest dreams. The British poet Lord Byron once wrote, "Adversity is the first path to truth." Today we hear from 18-year-old Jeridi Calderon, a young woman who was on that very path.
Before I came to Hope High School, I was a lost girl who couldn't imagine living past age 16. I was hiding a secret. I had been abused by my father for 4 years. In November of my freshman year, I found the strength to finally tell my guidance counselor about this. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here today. My grades were terrible, but I couldn't have cared less. I just wanted to no longer be a victim. Even after I disclosed the abuse, I still defined myself as a victim. It wasn't until 2 years later that I got better, found myself, and chose life. I can proudly say that I have gone almost 2 years without self-harm. I know that I can stretch that accomplishment for the rest of my life. I am now 18. I am a girl who fought for her freedom. I am someone who will fight for what is right and will state my opinion no matter what the risks will be. I am a feminist who believes in the equality of the sexes. I was born into a Hispanic culture that believes marriage will be my greatest accomplishment. Marriage will never be my greatest accomplishment. Furthering my education and realizing my dreams will be. I was not born to stand behind a man. I was born to lead and share my beliefs. I am many things, but I will never let my past define who I am. My past is a part of me, and it makes me who I am, but it will never define me. I am a daughter, I am a sister, and I'm also a survivor. In the fall, I will be attending Rhode Island College, majoring in social work and women's studies. After college, I plan on being a clinical social worker, but I also see myself doing more than that. I want to be an advocate for boys and girls. I believe my journey and my story are meant to be shared. I believe the things that I went through are for a bigger purpose. I was made to do amazing things, and I will. I believe I will change lives.
Jeridi Calderon recently graduated from Hope High School in Providence. When she enrolls at Rhode Island College, she will be the first college student in her family. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.